Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you're top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suce un sac de bique.
Oh, spiders! So. If you were a demon, I know that's a little racist.
It's a little racist.
In the bad place.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your specialty?
I, honest to goodness, think, so I know that there's the episode when Trent, Jake, Rhonda, and what was her name?
Denise. It was Denise.
Was it? No, it wasn't. Whatever. In that one, when they are in the Museum of History, and they're like, you know, Chidi's talking, and he's like, books! Do books!
Torture him with books!
And they all look at him like he's crazy. I mean, I think that I would be great at torturing with books. I mean, that's part of my job kind of now anyway, is to torture. I really want one. You know that mug that I got you for your birthday that says, I'm too magical for your bullshit?
Yes.
The same lady makes one that says, Tears of My Students. I want a tumbler with a straw that sparkles at work that says, Tears of My Students.
You could actually collect tears of your torturees and drink them.
For fun. Right. I mean, and there's all kinds of things that you can do with that, right? Like, you can have books that have spiders coming out of them. You can have books that burn your fingers every time you turn a page. You can, they kind of make...
You could have books that inscribe the words on your arm.
Oh, my God.
Like in Harry Potter, when you touch the page, then all the words are etched into your skin. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, so there, you know, it doesn't just have to be reading books. Although I would torture people with math.
You could shove books down people's throats. Page by page.
Yeah.
In like paper balls, or just like open up their jaws and shove them down like hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of options, you know. They made it sound lame
and
on the show.
Still have like butthole book spiders coming out
of
your ass.
Butthole book spiders. Always got to get in those butthole spiders. Shannon would work in the butthole spiders of department. I'm kidding.
Oh.
But just because butthole spiders is our thing now. Now it's a through line. Season 7, butthole spiders. All right, you. What?
Well, I think we could have lots of different jobs because, I mean, you're going to be torturing for
eternity.
Yeah. So you got to spice it up every 800 years, right?
Right.
So,
you can't just stay in the same job forever.
I think I would do what I'm best at also, torturing other people with what I love, which is event planning.
Oh, yeah.
And shopping.
Oh, yeah.
So if you hate shopping on Black Friday, like, that's how I would torture you, because I love shopping on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Maggie actually doesn't like shopping on Black Friday.
I don't.
For other reasons. But
there's a couple reasons.
So I would make you
try,
like, your mission would to be find that one impossible toy through a sea of people that just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. And every store you go into, you can't find that toy, you can't find that toy. And it's just like an endless sea of people and endless times of going in and out, in and out, in and out, trying to find that toy, and long lines and impossible lines and lines that never move. And, you know, you would take a number like in Beetlejuice, and we'd be on number 4, and you have like number 4,375,000. Like,
yeah, I mean, I bet waiting in lines is its own form of torture.
Probably.
There, you know, yeah. But you got, I mean,
Sean did have them, you know, they had to cover levels, right? When they were looking for Michael, you cover children's birthday parties through IKEA shopping, holiday shopping.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Children's dance recitals was in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You covered children's dance recitals through blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And because I love planning events too. And, you know, Eleanor hated going to stupid events like that. So I would definitely
be
a whiz.
Fake Eleanor, real Eleanor, quote-unquote real Eleanor, said that she was being tortured by having to plan somebody's baby shower who she didn't...
She didn't even know.
Who she didn't even know.
Amazing.
So Shannon would be in charge of organizing that torture sequence.
Yes, for sure. Or like, you know, demon brides. Like, you're the wedding planner for Bridezilla.
Mm-hmm.
But literally make her Bridezilla. Godzilla.
Yeah, I'm totally imagining it.
Bridal costume, yeah. You have to interpret what Godzilla wants. And if you don't, then Godzilla's going to set you on fire.
Yeah, she's going to barbecue you.
You have to start all over again.
Yeah. I'm fully on board with both of these. You know, you guys...
We would be such good torturers.
We would be such good torturers.
We are totally going to the bad place, aren't we?
I actually had this really sad thought. Like, what if stupid people are just too stupid? Like, Jason Mendoza, I don't think...
So stupid.
Has the mental capability. He doesn't even understand what's going on now. You know? Like, I think it's time to go to the cops.
I only think you understand about 20% of what's going on most of the time.
Like,
it's time to go to the cops. Yeah.
You guys, I think we should go to the cops. Like, is he too stupid to ever make it to the good place? Are there people who are too stupid to make it to the good place? Because they're just not smart enough.
Or, I want to say yes.
That's sad.
But the flip side of that is, or are they so stupid, it allows them to be innocent and naive and good enough to get into the good place. So even though Jason was an idiot and did horrible things, he was never horrible to other people.
Yes, he was. He set that guy's boat on fire.
But he wasn't mean to him. He did a lot of stupid things to inanimate objects. He was never mean to people.
I'm your hottest friend, Tahani. I'm your nicest friend, Jason. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Jason is a really nice person.
Jason is a good friend.
Because he's so stupid. I don't know. I was thinking about that because I was thinking about the end of season two.
But to follow like the premise of the show, yeah, Jason's never getting anywhere.
No.
And I don't know if Tahani is ever going to realize that what she's been doing has actually had a negative effect on her stock.
They hinted at it. So I've been like reading everything I can because I'm so pumped. Cannot wait for season two.
September 27th.
Season three, September 27th. Cannot wait.
I'd have a viewing party, but we have to wait till 3 a.m. on Hulu.
Mm. You come to my house.
Well, we could, yeah.
We actually have real cable, and we also have on-demand.
Mm.
So...
There's that.
Maybe we should have a viewing party at my house. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying already. What was I saying already?
Tahani. You have a spoiler for Tahani.
I have a spoiler for Tahani. I read this little like mini article and they were talking about how like really intense this season gets.
Mm-hmm.
And that there were moments where they would go, guys, isn't this supposed to be a comedy? That it gets like heavy.
Yeah.
And it said something about Tahani really like digging in there and like viewing her sister and their relationship differently. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't see Jason changing.
I don't see him changing. I'm here to study ethnics. Ethics.
Pretty sure. Is there a football team at this school? When are tryouts?
And does it have a prom?
I went to Leonard Skinner High School, and I slept with my teacher sometimes, and then she got arrested.
It's just like, it's so sad. It's a sad story.
Well, welcome, everyone. Hello. Episode 3. Hello, friends. Season 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
181.
Sure. Shannon knows things. I normally listen to the previous week's episode before coming and talking on this one just so I don't repeat myself because I have a tendency to do that in my life. And I didn't even listen to last week's because I remembered what a bummer it was to record it. So I didn't even re-listen.
It's fine. It's fine.
Meh.
I made us lists.
Yeah.
I started writing things down.
I love it.
Like, you know, I did season one.
Yeah. When we were drunk, I really preferred for it to be organic. But now that we're not drunk, I really like managing content. Managing content. Where it's at.
So it's fake fall this week. Yeah. Actually, it was fake fall last week. Now we're back to summer.
Yeah, it was like 84 degrees today.
In hopes of maybe fall appearing in the next 2 weeks at some point.
Maybe, hopefully. So,
I have decided that this month we are going to drink caramel apple vodka with everything.
Caramel apple vodka.
So we're just going to mix it with different things all month long. Today we've mixed it with apple cider.
It's like our favorite classic fall drink.
I believe this is your favorite combo.
I love this and the cinna sugar with the apple cider. I love them equally.
Yeah.
So yes, caramel and apple cider, or cinna sugar and apple cider, are both just dreamy.
Mm-hmm. Do you like to do the cinna sugar with milk and soda? Or is that the chocolate thing you like?
That's the chocolate thing I like.
Okay. And then I got us a pumpkin roll.
Yeah, so good. So good. Very autumn.
There's more. So
such autumn.
I thought we'd try to be good, though, and just do one piece.
And
but
not eat the whole thing.
I'm like, not going to stop you from eating more.
I appreciate that about you.
But it's across the room, so you have to get up.
Yeah, and then I'd have to make noise during the podcast. Not going to do that. It's okay.
Sounds like Catherine cried for 45 seconds and passed out.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I'm glad it didn't keep going. I think, honestly, this is better than Scott being there. Because when he was there, like when you were in bed with her, she was able to keep ramping herself up. And last week, when Scott was in bed with her, she was able to keep ramping herself up.
Yeah.
Like,
I just got pissed and I just got up and left and she freaked out. And about a minute later, it was dead silent.
Yep.
So. Children, children, children.
Yeah, I don't have any. Although, Zelda's so cute. There's a picture of her in her bath towel, and I can't handle the cute. I just love her to pieces. I bought her a book today. So I had two therapies back to back. No, not back to back. There was a big old gap in between them. So I wandered around downtown Ann Arbor for a while, and I was like, man, it is hot. So I walked into Rock, Paper, Scissors, because they have cute shit in there. And I found a...
There's still stores in downtown Ann Arbor?
Yeah. Yeah, this one is for, you know, like rich white ladies to buy their cute knickknacks for their office and house. Everything in there is way overpriced, but I bought a little board book for my niece Zelda that is the feminist ABCs.
Nice.
And then you know those socks that I have that say inappropriate stuff, like carpe the fuck out of this DM, or I hate everyone too, right? I have a bunch of those socks. They carry them, and I bought a new one that says off to my next mistake, which I just really loved.
Nice. I like those.
Yeah. Off to my next mistake. It's very real to my life. I was like, why are you personally attacking these socks? Fine. Be that way. So, pop culture, watching, listening recommendations? Anything besides The Good Place?
Week three of The Good Place. I was doing my... Well, it's either The Good Place or Drag Race. And so I know not all of our listeners love Drag Race. So y'all are just going to have to get on The Good Place train and go to the medium place with us. I did my fall TV research, actually. And I had a sticky note somewhere. It's in my purse. So I watch Hulu, and so I was making sure my queue was up to date so I don't miss anything when the new seasons start. And I fully intend on continuing to watch, of course, The Good Place and Brooklyn Nine-Nine will probably be the two things I will never, ever, ever, ever miss. I don't know if the ghosting is coming back or not, but I think that might be a spring or summer series for Fox. There's a new suicide show where someone's, like, the husband, like, everyone, like, friends. Everyone's friends, and the one guy that everyone loves kills himself, and it's out of the blue, and everyone's freaking out. And I'm like, nope, not watching that.
No.
No thank you, pass. Nathan Fillion's in a new show called The Rookie. He's a 40-year-old midlife crisis guy who mm-hmm. decides to enroll in the police academy, be a police guy.
Yeah.
And then the Connors are coming back.
I'm probably not going to watch it, but I'm interested to see where this goes.
I think I'm going to watch it.
Interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah. So when Roseanne was on last fall, I didn't watch the whole season, but the episodes I watched, I really honestly felt like I was watching my TV, my family on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was that polarizing where the parents ended up being really conservative.
Yeah.
And the children, like, all came back home and were like, y'all are crazy and you need to move with the times.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to really associate with Darlene, which I kind of always did anyway growing up. And I literally saw my parents in Roseanne and Dan.
Yeah.
So I will be excited to I'm a little excited to see where it goes, just because I really had liked where the storylines were going with the kids.
Yeah.
And I hope, actually, now that Roseanne's out of the picture, I hope her son
yeah.
has a way bigger role.
Yeah.
Because he's always kind of been third wheel
right.
in the show. He's never had
major storylines and arcs. And right. right. He's just been like, and there's the son.
Yeah. He's always been an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's what I'm looking forward to for the fall. Nothing crazy. I know there's a bunch of new shows going on. Oh, I did watch Making It.
Yeah.
With Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman. It was awesome.
Yeah, Ashley recommended
that
to me. So cute
and fun. Mm-hmm. They were very campy, very...
Are you just going to scratch your leg yeah. this whole time?
I got dry skin. mosquito bites on my ankles.
She's like sort of scratching me. So I'm like...
Because we're like, I got a new love seat. We got rid of the big ass couch and we got a love seat. So now we cuddle on the couch together.
And Shannon's itching her leg and in the meantime like...
And I'm like rubbing up and down your thigh at the same time. You're like, what are you doing, weirdo? Stop masturbating on me.
God, the number of times I have to say that, it's just out of control.
Well, you know, you walk in on me masturbating, I walk in on you while masturbating, you know.
Right.
Make a porno of you.
You guys, it happens. Okay, so I've been on a podcast binge lately. I go through these every so often. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you guys all of the podcasts that I've been binging and give you my opinion on them, and I'm going to try to be brief. Within the Wires is on their third season. It just started 2 weeks ago. For it, it's good. It's by the Night Vale people, Night Vale Presents. And I loved the first season, and I was really invested in those characters. So then I didn't love the second season as much. But now that I realize that every season is going to change focus, I'm really digging the third season. So Within the Wires, it's lovely. It is delightful. Speaking of delightful, LeVar Burton reads. Oh, my God. I'm just...
It's like Reading Rainbow for adults.
It's exactly Reading Rainbow for adults. And he, before...
He's so soothing, his voice. I should just start... playing that podcast and falling asleep at night.
I honestly would recommend it. It's exactly how you imagine it would be. And before every story, he goes, let's take a deep breath.
And maybe that's why I stopped listening to it, because I listen to podcasts while I drive.
Yeah.
I can't meditate while I'm driving.
No.
Can't fall asleep while I'm driving.
His stories are like, it's LeVar Burton. He picks amazing short stories. There's never been one that I've been like, meh, I don't like this. So, and then at the end, he does exactly what he did at the end of Reading Rainbow. At the end of Reading Rainbow, he would like break down the book and he does a little like discussion at the end. And it's glorious. Everything about it is wonderful. I'm on the second season of Slow Burn because I listened to the first season. So my podcast app kept on being like, second season. Hello, here I am. Listen to me. The first season was about the Watergate scandal, and there's all of these like parallels to right now and Trump, and they don't even have to say it. They don't even spell it out. You just sort of are like, oh, as you're listening to it, right? And the second season is about Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And so, like, I do have a big better grasp of what happened throughout all of that because I was...
I was a teenager.
I was in high school. I was old enough to know what was going on. But there's a ton of details about it that I didn't know. And so this has been really fascinating. And the most recent episode... they interviewed Linda Tripp. And so at first the guy called her and was like, hey, would you be interested in an interview? I'm doing this podcast. And she's like, no, because you're not going to tell my side of the story. You're not going to tell it right. So I don't want you to.
It's like, no, it's a podcast. You know what a podcast is, right?
We'll tell your story.
From your own two lips. This is not a journalism. I'm writing a story and can twist your words. It's, your twisted words are coming out of your own twisted mouth.
And so she is like, you know, I mean, you couldn't have picked a better villain if you'd tried. I sound evil when, you know, the way people have twisted it. And then she tells her story. And at the end, I'm like, yeah, that's worse than I thought it was. Like, you're worse than I thought you were. And this was your version of telling your story? Like, basically, her two, like, justifications. One is that, like, Monica Lewinsky was totally obsessed and just didn't have a grasp on reality and didn't realize what she was doing.
Well, that's valid, but none of her business.
Valid, none of her business. And that's how you chose to deal with it? What you did ruined her life and made her an international joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also said that she truly thought that the Clintons were going to kill her. Like, she thought she had to bring down the Clintons. She thought that she was going to be murdered by the Clintons.
You know, a lot of people say that.
My brain.
I didn't realize they had that much power.
Neither did I. This guy who committed suicide early in the administration, she was friends with him. She was like, he was one of the people in the Clinton administration who I really liked. And he committed suicide. And she was like, she brought him the last meal that he ate. Like, she dropped off his food in his office and then he killed himself later that day. And she just doesn't believe he did it. She doesn't believe he killed himself. She believes the Clintons murdered him and had it covered up. And that when she started... something, I don't even know what. She was like, I'm going to get killed myself by the Clintons. I was like, you sound insane. Like, none of that gives you the right to, like, she thought she had to bring down the Clintons to save the United States. Shannon's making a, like, wide-eyed, slow nod.
I'm just thinking there are eviler people in the United States to bring down.
Yeah. Well, the Clintons, you know, Bill was the president at the time, so obviously... I just like, yeah, her justification, I was like, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
You're the worst.
Bill hasn't fucking changed, though.
Oh, my God.
Old man eyes on Ariana Grande's ass.
Yeah.
Bill, come on.
It was gross.
Come on, man.
And then the other one, I sort of talked to you about it earlier. So it's going to be a light recommendation, only if it's your thing. It's called Dr. Death. It's about a guy who was like the worst surgeon and he just kept on in doing surgery and he kept on paralyzing and killing patients. Like, he was just like a megalomaniac who thought he could do no wrong and was just like going into work, killing people. So if that sort of thing is your jam, the whole thing is very fascinating, but it also disgusts me when they talk about horrible things. Like, it's gross when they talk about the ways that he screwed things up. Like, they go in, it's kind of graphic. So that's a light recommendation. If it seems like that might be your thing, I'm into true crime. This kind of falls in the true crime category. Very interesting.
It's also, we were telling me about it earlier, it's this particular storyline also is true crime you can't really prove and you can't do anything about,
right?
Because in the medical profession you sign huge contracts when you're going into surgery and you literally waive all your rights.
You're like, I could become paralyzed, I could die, because there are unforeseen circumstances.
There are, yes.
And, you know, it's a difficult thing because, you know, you don't want doctors to be hit with frivolous lawsuits. Doctors are not God. They are human beings just doing their best to do what they can. And sometimes they can't
when
do
anything. When they are doing their best.
But this guy, like, cut this guy's vocal cords. He left a sponge in some guy's body and he went septic. Mm-hmm. Like, he... Instead of like...
That actually happens all the time. Way more than often than not.
He did it on purpose because the bleeding wouldn't stop.
Yeah. The bleeding's still not going to stop.
Right. He, like, there was one that... This one was so gross. They were talking about how he should have been using a scalpel. And he was just trying to, like, with, like, a pair of, like, giant...
Spreaders.
Like, pull. Like, he should have been...
Cutting.
Yeah, but he was pulling.
Like you pull a hangnail. Instead of cutting your hangnail, you pull the hangnail.
But we're talking about somebody's spine.
Spine.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's graphic. It's gross. Fascinating. So, yeah, because they couldn't get rid of him because of the protections in place. They didn't want, like you said, a defamation suit. So.
Yeah.
So those are all, yeah, those are all. Oh, and then I messaged you that you needed to listen to the Wolverine podcast.
Yes.
And then I had to specify Marvel, not Michigan.
Which does keep coming up on my Stitcher as a recommendation. They're really pushing it for some reason. There's tons of commercials about it, so.
Yeah, well, there's a
commercial. I kind of figured that is what you were talking about.
Maybe you didn't know. You didn't know about the Marvel version. And when I said that, since it's football season, you thought I meant some kind of football fan podcast.
Which is valid.
Totally valid.
Because they do have Wolverine football podcasts.
I'm sure there are many. So, yeah, I actually heard it was on the Varbert and Reeds. He did. Mm-hmm. There was a promo for it on
cross prom, yeah. Cross promos.
Yeah. So that the thing actually came out in the winter, but it was for Stitcher paid. Mm-hmm. It was like Stitcher premium content only, and so now they're releasing it for us, the masses. Mm-hmm. So there's only two episodes. It's an enjoyable ride. It's not, like, perfect. It's not, like, completely mind-blowing, but it is, like, it is fun.
Yeah.
It's an enjoyable story.
So, speaking of podcasts, one of my favorite podcasts and one podcast that inspired me to start our podcast is ending.
Our podcast is ending?
The Crab Feast is shutting their doors at the end of the year.
That's a bummer.
And they're going to go off and do their own individual podcasts. And I'm like, no. Life happens. You don't have to put something out every Tuesday.
Right.
If shit happens, just like go to a monthly thing. You could do a monthly thing together. They seem like such great friends and so involved in each other's lives. I can't imagine not listening to them once a week.
Yeah. You've been listening to them for a really long time.
They've been on 7 years. They've been on almost as long as we have.
Right.
Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman just celebrated their 7th year anniversary doing Hollywood Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing Smodcast with Scott Mosier for over 10 years. Like, if you had so much fun with your bestie doing this once a week, I can't imagine not doing it.
Yeah.
Even Kevin Smith is like, I can't imagine not doing this with you, Ralph. I hope we're doing this till we die.
There is a...
Which then he was like, knock on wood.
There is a podcast that I was talking about, the Damsels of Dorkington, which is the group that we always see. I talked about it when we came back.
Oh, yeah. Gen Con.
The group where Joseph played Hodor. And I did not realize that they don't live anywhere near each other. Huh. So they aren't podcasting as much as they used to. They aren't doing con events as much as they used to. When they were at this con event, I was like, this seems very poorly rehearsed, although it's still very hilarious. They don't live anywhere near each other. They live in Alberta, Missouri, and Arizona? I just made that last one up. Like, they're all across the North America. So... point is, those girls still make it work.
Right. There are ways to make it work. I think that Scotchcast that we listened to a long, long time ago. They only did once a month podcast, mm-hmm. and they lived in Lansing and like Detroit, and yeah. they met over Skype.
Yeah.
So they would each go out and buy the same scotch,
mm-hmm.
and then they would Skype and record their Skyping
yeah.
and turn that into a podcast.
Right.
Like, there's ways to do it,
there's
man.
Ways to do it. But they don't want to. Maybe there's stuff you don't know about going on.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It wasn't just we're going our separate ways. It was also like, and I want her to die in a fire.
Right. yeah. That's what I'm starting to wonder. I just can't imagine that happening, though. I don't know. Usually when that happens, you just, like, shit just ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're planning this 4 months out.
Yeah.
They've known since the summer.
Right.
And they are just telling their audience now in September.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. It's weird. I'm sad. There's a hole in my heart now.
I'm sorry.
There's a hole in my heart. It can only be filled by you.
Get it, girl. Oh, hey, Patrick said hey for the shout out. So he
hey,
said thanks.
Patrick.
So now you get two shout outs in a row.
In a row?
In a row. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks. You get two shout outs in a row. One, because we want you to come with us. And two, to thank you for saying thank you. And to also reiterate, we want you to come meet us in Orlando.
Yes.
On.
All the partying is happening in Orlando. So, you know, if Ben or Trayvon want to fly out from California, we're going the first weekend of October to yeah. Orlando.
Friday the 5th, Friday the night of the 5th, we are doing Halloween Horror Nights. And then Saturday the night of the 6th, we are drinking downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We are
hit up Disney World, what, Magic
Possibly?
Kingdom.
No.
And no, we're doing Epcot for sure.
I'm not going to Magic Kingdom. That's a shit show. I don't go there. I don't go to there.
I just call everything Disney World, so okay. sorry.
No, that's fine.
We're going to drink our way through Epcot.
Woo!
And then drink our way through downtown at the Ibar.
Man.
I'm actually trying to talk my hot cousin Mark to come up from West Palm Beach.
Oh?
It's his birthday that weekend.
Oh?
He's 42. No, 41. 41? 42.
Is he hot? Maybe 42. Is he single?
Yes, and yes.
Yes!
So hot. 42-year-old surfer boy hot. Yeah.
I mean, you know, my boyfriend, who I'm in love with, is 45, so Beto O'Rourke, but yeah. from Texas. I'm in love with him. I have the biggest... He's a fox. I just kept saying that. He's so foxy.
Foxy.
He's so foxy. Although, it's been saying, like, people have been like, yeah, they're within a point of each other. And I was like, whoa. And then today, a new thing came out where Ted Cruz is up 9 points from Beto.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see how that goes. I love him. He's so foxy. Foxy. So what else has been going on? Tell me about your life. Tell me what's the news. Tell me things.
We had a YFU orientation with all the exchange students in the area this last weekend.
For so, Tina?
For Tina. There were like 50 kids came. It was a huge crowd.
Wow.
I had to do the sexual harassment seminar twice. That's really intense, man.
Sexual
to tell
harassment.
A panda. I know. In the second session, I was like, I wish I had a panda suit. And the organizer looked at me like I was crazy. And the other volunteer in the room, he's way younger.
Yeah.
Was like, oh! I was like, yeah. She looked at him like, you got that? He's like, oh, yeah, South Park, baby. But that was stressful. It was really taxing to...
That's a ton of emotional labor.
Yeah, it was a lot of emotional labor to a room full of teenagers who still don't really get it.
That don't get it.
I did check some white privilege,
yeah.
male white privilege, because I did have one student go, because I encouraged all the men in the room to stick up for anyone they see. Feel empowered to stick up for anyone they see being sexually harassed, verbally harassed, physically harassed, racially harassed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, use your privilege for good and stick up for those who can't.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the white males.
One of the students or parent?
One of the students. Okay. Yeah, these are just students.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like
well,
the parents.
How come, what if the girls can't, why can't the girl fight for herself? And I was like, oh. And I went into a tirade.
Did you smack him down?
Yeah, I think I made him uncomfortable enough to get my point across.
Good.
So, and one of my students, because I took my students that all live in my town with me, because none of their parents could make it. Mm-hmm. And one of them said on the way home, I loved your session the best, Shannon.
So, you actually reminded me of something I saw on Facebook today. Can I read you a little children's book?
Yes.
It's called If You Tell a White Guy He's Being Racist.
Nice.
In the style of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Okay.
If you tell a white guy he's being racist, dude, that was pretty racist. You need to stop. He'll immediately start throwing a white fragility tantrum. The real racism is calling me racist. Typical SJW. He'll pull out Merriam-Webster's dictionary and read the definition of racism out loud to you. Prejudice directed against someone. Blah, blah, blah. See, I told you it has nothing to do with oppression. He'll tell you that he can't be racist because his best friend Jamal is black. Jamal also gives him a free pass on saying the N-word, so why can't you be cool about it too?
Because Jamal's actually really not cool about that.
It's about heritage! He'll scream at you, even though he was born and raised in Northeast Indiana. That's the Confederate flag.
Yep.
All right. Why should I feel guilty about racism? He'll ask. My family never owned any slaves. Photo of his great-grandpappy's slave-free farmstead that he keeps shoving in your face. He may get really fucking dramatic and try to gaslight you for calling out his racist behavior as if being called a racist is the worst slur on the face of the earth. The fact that you could even think that about me makes me wonder if you were ever even really my friend at all. And if he does apologize to you, it will be shitty and not like an apology at all. And it has the text bubble, and it just keeps going and going and going and going down onto the next page.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Right. Safe place bullshit, uptight fucking killjoy. So it just keeps going. And it actually keeps going past the bottom of the page, and it says, just walk away, boo. Just walk away. The end. So yeah, I saw that on Facebook, and I laughed real hard about it. Mm-hmm. If you tell a white guy he's being racist.
I think we need to talk about this on a different podcast because it's really long, but I really loved the irresponsible ejaculations.
I think that we can talk about that. How many minutes are we?
I don't know, 37.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
It was glorious. I mean, you're right. We don't have time to read the whole thing.
Right. That's what I mean.
I
feel like we need a special edition podcast just to talk about that.
Yeah. So if you didn't see this, it was making the rounds the other day.
Sorry.
And this woman started with the premise that all unwanted pregnancies are 100% the fault of men. And she's like, I know, blah, 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 two to tango, but men can, like, it's not required for a woman to orgasm to get pregnant. It is required for a man to orgasm to get pregnant, to get a woman pregnant. Women can only get pregnant a couple days out of the month. Men could get somebody pregnant every single day if they really tried. Men can get women pregnant from, like, puberty through the rest of their life. Women only have this many years of childbearing years. So, like, her premise is that every single unwanted pregnancy comes from men ejaculating irresponsibly. Like, you know, and it's so true. So many dudes who just, like, don't want to wear a condom. There was one that infuriated me, and I literally wanted to kill the guy. So it was on This American Life, and this woman who was a refugee needed an abortion, and she didn't speak the language, and they couldn't get her an abortion. And before they fled wherever they were fleeing, before they fled there, the doctor was like, do not get pregnant again or you will die, because she had a heart problem. And guess what? Her husband refused to wear a condom. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was one of the things that this lady was saying too. Like, by doing that, you are saying, like, your life isn't worth it to me. Mm-hmm. Like my few minutes of pleasure going down from a 10 to an 8, that is worth more to me than the possibility of you getting pregnant, of your safety, of your life. Because in that case, it literally was her life. She was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but men do that shit all the time. They place their priority for pleasure and enjoyment above women's health, above women's safety, above women's comfort. Mm-hmm. So that's why all unwanted pregnancies are completely men's fault. It's because of irresponsible ejaculations.
I think if we focused our public health education around that premise, that shit could actually turn around and change. If you were just like, it is your responsibility to prevent unwanted pregnancies. If you don't wear a condom, you will be held accountable for what happens, which means you could be criminally charged with knocking up a woman,
mm-hmm.
her resulting abortion or murder of the unwanted fetus could also result in criminal charges against passing STDs to her or harming her life.
So one of the things that she posits, and it's an interesting thought experiment, although I'm against it. I mean, I think that we should all just have abortions on demand. Yes, I use that talking point that they say is bad. Give abortions on demand to everyone. I demand abortions.
Yep.
But anyway, she was saying, like, yeah, we can stop them by castrating men who ejaculate irresponsibly.
Right.
That killing... like, you know, aborting, if you really believe that that's killing a baby, if you really believe that, isn't it better to castrate the men who irresponsibly ejaculate rather than to kill the baby?
Right.
I don't believe that. I think that one of those things very much borderlines on eugenics. Although she did also posit that you could save your sperm for later.
Yeah.
She talked about, like, making everybody have vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you choose to have a child one day, then you can reverse it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give everyone a vasectomy at...
13.
I was going to say 16.
13.
And then, yeah, you can reverse it when you're ready to have children. Kind of like making women wear an IUD.
Yeah.
Birth control that's good for long term.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be removed and changed every 5 years. That's reversible.
10? I think it's 10.
Maybe 8. I don't know. It's long term. You know, if we have to go through that, why can't you?
Yeah, I mean, and that was one of the other things, too.
That would save so much money.
It would save so much money.
And irresponsible ejaculation.
It would stop it. Yeah, so it was fascinating. Everybody should talk about irresponsible ejaculations and remember that men are 100% to blame for all unwanted pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, and this drove me nuts when it came out, and I was like, why are you reminding me of this? It's just making me angry. When the male birth control came out, men were like, too many side effects.
But it's like one-third the list of our side effects.
That women have been doing since the 1960s when birth control was invented.
Men, did you know that we can have a stroke from taking birth control?
I could have blood clots.
Blood clots, stroke, weight gain. Hormone fluctuations, mood fluctuations,
mm-hmm.
Aneurysms. Yeah, blood clots lead to aneurysms, mm-hmm. which lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
Like pulmonary aneurysms, could be brain aneurysms. Any type of blood clot that goes through your heart or your brain is an instant killer.
Right. All right. Let's read.
Oh, she pulled up the list.
Pulled up the list because I totally forgot things that are just like normal to me now.
That's normal to us. Do you hear that? It is normal to us.
Intermenstrual spotting. So yes. You bleed sometimes when you don't expect to. Nausea, breast tenderness. So that was the one where I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that that's a side effect. Headaches, migraines, weight gain, mood changes, missed periods, decreased libido, vaginal discharge, changes to eyesight for those using contact lenses. Just some examples. So anyway, I'm closing that out, but...
BuzzFeed did a male challenged 3 men in their office to take birth control for a month. Now, it wasn't hormones. They were Tic Tacs.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to take one every single day. They had to, and If they missed one, then they had to wear a menstrual pad the next day for that intermittent bleeding.
Yep.
But that was like the only side effect she could kind of force on them. Is if you miss one, oh, you might bleed the next day. So now you have to wear a pad with a little bit of discharge on it.
Yeah.
And the guys, by like day three, were like, this fucking sucks. And the only thing I have to deal with is remembering to take it.
I know. Men are whiny little babies.
Yeah.
Actually, I've started a new thing, which is that when men yell, like when men freak out and yell, I say as calmly as I can, I really can't deal with you when you're being this emotional. They get so furious. Their heads explode. So that's been my new thing.
I love that. Oh, my God.
Because, that has been, somebody said that around the Serena Williams thing, and mm-hmm. I've actually had the chance to use it twice since then.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's amazing because men are allowed to have their anger emotion. It's their emotion that they get to have.
Calm down.
Oh, yeah. You can also definitely try to do that to them, too. You know, I would be, if you could just calm down a little bit, I think we could have a very reasonable conversation about this.
So two out of the three guys that did the experiment were kind of like changed by it. Mm-hmm. One had a girlfriend and he was like, it's been a really emotional month for me. He's like, even though I'm not having these side effects, just taking this every day and being thoughtful and introspective and realizing what my girlfriend goes through every month is really life-changing.
Yeah.
You know, because on top of that, we also have to remember to go to the pharmacy every month.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but my pharmacy fucks up my birth control every month. I will call 3 days ahead before I need it, and I will be lucky, one, if they have it in stock by the day I actually need it, and two, I don't get phone calls from my pharmacy anymore that my shit's ready because their system is broken. And so I just have to magically appear at Meijer, cross my fingers and pray that my birth control's in. And I will say for the last 6 months, I have probably been anywhere between 1 and 3 days late starting my pack.
That's not great.
No, it's a good thing I'm not having sex.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
And I'm only using those for like hormone balancing and controlling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because women also use birth control, not just for not getting pregnant, but for controlling our periods, for controlling our moods.
I had, when I was younger, I had my period every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was really, really unpleasant. So
our hormones that we take aren't just for preventing pregnancy, which sometimes doesn't work either. If you take antibiotics with your birth control, bye-bye, effectiveness.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need to take migraine medicine with your birth control? Bye-bye, effectiveness. That's how my sister-in-law got knocked up with her surprise baby.
Mm-hmm.
Migraine meds and antibiotics, and she got knocked up.
Yeah.
Irresponsible ejaculation because her boyfriend wouldn't wear a condom.
Irresponsible ejaculation.
Poof, baby.
Yep.
Would have been prevented if he had just worn a condom.
Yeah. Pleasure down from a 10 to an 8.
Mm. Wah, wah.
Let me tell you about this.
Have you ever asked me about my pleasure?
No, they never have.
I would say my pleasure probably goes up when you wear a condom, number one.
I actually saw a thing.
Number two, my pleasure is always sitting at a 3 or 5.
I saw a thing that was like, men don't want to have sex with you. They just want to use your body to masturbate. And I was like,
Pretty much.
That's, I feel that.
Pretty much.
It's so real.
Mm-hmm.
That's so real.
I don't know the last time I had a 10 experience in the sack.
My last was pretty good, but my heartburn was so bad that it really ruined the rest of it for me. Like, I was really like, am I going
to... Hashtag old people problems.
I was like, am I going to die?
God, I'm really enjoying this, but oh, I cannot. Oh.
I was like, "Can we switch positions again? Can we take a break?
Doggy style, please.
Can we?
I just cannot do this.
I literally did that. I'm not lying. I asked to do doggy style because my heartburn was so bad. Old people sex. Now you know. Okay, so I have a story to wrap up. So, guy from my high school.
This is
the last time.
Dexter Days, boys.
Dexter Days. Last story we're going to tell about him. So, last week, he had asked me out on a date.
Right.
And I had said, great, here are some possible dates for me. And then I didn't hear back from him again. So
he texted you, you waited 24 hours, and then he finally got back to you?
Never got back to me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you had given him dates when you finally responded.
At the 24 hours, mm-hmm. I said, yeah, that sounds good. This weekend, I could do Thursday only, maybe Sunday, but I'm not sure. But next weekend would look really good. No answer. So on Friday, I was like, fuck this guy for yanking my chain around so much. So I texted him, you're a shitty person and you keep hurting my feelings and I don't want you to talk to me anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday you'll be the kind of person Mr. Rogers thought you could be.
Awesome. Should you delete his number out of your phone?
No.
Who dis? New phone.
No. You get one more guess. What his response was.
Oh, did he text you right back?
Yeah.
Because you're about to cut off
yep.
contact.
Like 8 question marks. And followed by.
I don't understand.
A picture of him in the hospital. He was in the hospital.
You could still respond to people. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, he could.
Your girlfriend is giving birth right now and she's still texting people.
Yep.
She's been in the hospital for 2 days and she's still responding to text messaging.
No.
So go fuck yourself, man.
He was the reason I sent
him. And that was his excuse last time, too.
Yeah, well, he's been having actual health problems. But I felt terrible for, like, a minute. I felt real bad. I was like, oh, my God. Well, but the reason I sent him that text message of anger was because he was tweeting up a storm. So he was in the hospital, bored out of his mind, with his phone in his hand. So he sent the hospital picture on purpose to make me feel bad, and it worked, which makes me even madder.
Which means he gaslighted you.
Oh, fuck yeah, he did. Yeah. So
bye, Felicia.
Well, so I sent him back one other text message being like, I apologize for being inconsiderate, but also this is not the first time that you asked me on a date and then didn't respond to me. Mm-hmm. But it was never delivered, so he'd already blocked my number. So he blocked my number, and then I looked at his Twitter. He blocked me on Twitter. I just checked. He blocked me on all the social media. And I felt bad about it for a minute. He kind of hurt my feelings. And then I had this, like, moment the next day where I was like, I never have to worry about him again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I actually feel better.
Yeah.
So go fuck yourself, Dexter Days. Mm-hmm. You inconsiderate twat.
Mm-hmm. I hope all the men who listen to this are either shaking their heads and or taking notes.
Yeah, don't do stuff. Mm-hmm. And he thinks that I'm nuts for being too intense, blah, 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 blah. He didn't give me common courtesy.
Yeah, he did not.
I also have more dicks in my life. It's really upsetting. I know that I talked about this last year on the podcast, but I don't remember particularly what I said. But there was this teacher who I had in high school who I loved. I loved her. And last year, she accused me of doing my students' homework for them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That started up again this year.
Stop.
Yeah. I have this student who has her. This kid, he is a dipshit. Like, I like him, and it's taken me a long time to get a rapport with him. He does not want to do his work. He doesn't want to go to school. He never does his homework. He fails all his tests. His time with me is always, let's get unfailing, whatever class you're failing right now. Mm-hmm. Like, he came in to see me yesterday and was like, I have a 10% in Spanish right now. And I was like, what? And he was like, I failed my test. And I was like, okay, well, let's study for it. What can we do? And he was like, it's a speaking test. I have nothing to study for it. And I was like, where are your notes for the class? And he opens this folder, and I was like, is this what the test is on? He's like, those are from last year. Like, that is the level we are at with this kid. So I taught him how to say, I don't know, and I don't understand, so that when he was given the test again, he would be able to say things to her in Spanish. Like, that is where we're at. So my job with him when I'm working with him is to force him to do his homework. Right? And she's really picky. She wants you to do all the steps on your homework. And she says that by me doing, she's like, tutors shouldn't be doing homework with students. They should be teaching them concepts. I mean, no, that's your job as the teacher. It's my job to make sure that they understand the concepts and are, like, their parents are paying me to get them good grades in their classes. So, yeah, no, I should do homework with them. And when I have in the past focused on skills, skills practice, they don't do well on the tests because I'm not teaching it the way the teachers are teaching it. Like, I have to read their homework and their notes and stuff because the curriculum keeps changing. Like, yeah, so that breaks my heart. Like, I loved her. She was one of my favorite teachers. And so to have her criticizing me like this is just really painful.
Yeah.
And, like, even if I was literally doing kids' homework for them, like, she doesn't really get a say on that.
Right.
If that's my business, if my business is come see me and I will do kids' homework for them.
That's your business.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing she can do about it unless she can prove that the student is cheating.
Right.
Which she can't.
Right.
Regardless. Even if she knows you're tutoring them, she still can't prove it.
And she seems to think that for kids like him, me forcing him to do his homework is me, like, doing it for him, and that's why he fails the tests.
He fails the test because he doesn't give a fuck.
He gives zero fucks.
He's probably unchallenged gifted. The shit is so easy to him, he doesn't give a shit. And so he's just not going to do it.
Stoner. Diabetic stoner.
That doesn't mean he's not smart. It just means he's, like, bored and doesn't give a fuck.
I don't think he wants to do anything, though. Like, laziest person I've ever met. But you're right, he's not dumb. So...
When my teachers in school sat the dumb kids next to me, they always did better. But it's because I would sit there and help them and made them do their work. And then they would take them away from me and they would start doing bad again. And I think they thought I was letting them cheat, but I never let them cheat. I just actually, they got one-on-one attention and I helped them. So, still shame on them.
Right.
Obviously, some students need more one-on-one attention, and you in this particular in today's teaching environments don't have the time and don't have the power to do that.
Yeah.
So let others that are being paid for it do it.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So that's been really
sorry. You have to do her job for her.
I honestly think that might be what it is.
Yeah.
I think that she's like
you're a better teacher than her.
I'm not. She's an amazing teacher, but she feels envious about that aspect of it.
We're at 58. Should we introduce a new section, a new theme?
Yeah. Well, I really wanted to real quickly talk about Kavanaugh being a dumb piece of shit, and then we will... end with our new theme.
Close it up with our new bit.
Okay, so Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, he is nominated for the Supreme Court. They were doing hearings and stuff. And this woman tried to accuse him anonymously of sexual assault. He tried to rape her when she was in high school, right? And of course, things blew up. She actually, I just saw on Reddit, she has to move out of her house because of her death threats and how bad they've gotten. So she wanted to do it anonymously, knowing that it would go like this. And she ended up being outed anyway. So she was like, this is the story. I was at this party. This is what he did. And Kavanaugh goes, I wasn't even at that party. How do you know what the fuck party she was talking about?
Because she didn't say what party it was or when it was. She would just said, he was at a party. He did this to me.
I wasn't even at that party. I can't even with that. Like, that is such a guilty person thing to say.
Yeah. Prove it. Prove I was at that party.
Prove I was there. I wasn't even there. You don't even know which one. Like, the only way you would know that you weren't there is if you went to zero parties when you were in high school. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even at that party, and I know that because I never went to parties. Right. I could say that. I was at two parties my senior year, and that was it. So
I never went to any high school parties.
Yeah, no, I went to two. I went to this girl's birthday who I'd been friends with since I was growing up. And all of the male swimmers weren't there because they were, like, fasting or something. It wasn't actually fasting. They were trying to not do anything right before swim season. They were taking the rest right before states. Mm-hmm. So none of the swimmers at my high school were total dicks. So none of the swimmers were at the party. So it was actually, like, a very, very pleasant party. And we had such a good time. And we got invited to the party the next week, which was after states. And all of the male swimmers were there. And it was a trash disaster. Mm-hmm. And my friend Lindsay and I were leaving, going to my car. And she holds me by the hand and looks at me and says, next time I say, hey, it looks like we're getting popular, let's go to this party, make me stay home and make milkshakes.
Aw, that's so cute. I love it. Let's stay home and braid each other's hair instead. Right. Maybe eat some cookie dough.
So anyway,
SpongeBob.
I just had to call out Brett Kavanaugh for being a trashy piece of human trash, and I really hope that his Supreme Court nomination does not go through. So that was that.
I don't think anyone with any allegations like that should be able to sit on the highest court in our country.
Clarence Thomas already does.
I know, but
that shouldn't have happened either.
I
know.
Our Supreme Court judges should be the best of the best, and
they should be unimpeachable. Weakest,
cleanest people we have to offer.
Yeah. And also,
I don't care about your political views. You can be super right-winged, you could be super left-winged, but you should be squeaky clean.
Honor and integrity.
I should be able to eat breakfast off your ass. That's how clean you should be.
Yeah,
bend over, Ruth, because I'm going to eat breakfast off your ass. I'm going
to eat those eggs. I really want eggs. I don't know. Breakfast for dinner. I don't know. But yeah, I agree. And yeah, there just shouldn't be. And he also committed perjury. Like, he very clearly lied under oath. How are you going to represent the highest court in our land when you are someone who has lied under oath?
Mm-hmm.
That's ludicrous. It's the stupidest thing.
All right. So as we chug along here in season 7, send us your ideas, guys. Let us know if there's any bits or any weekly features you'd like for us to do. We'd really like to tighten things up a little bit and have some things that we hit on every week or every other week or as they come up. So send them our way. You can tweet them to us. You can Facebook message us, email us, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. We used to do theme months and stuff. I mean, and a lot of times that was food and drink themes, but any kind of ideas that you guys have for that we can, because yeah. I agree, let's tighten it up.
All right, cool. So this week we're going to end on Dank Meme of the Day.
Yeah, Dank Meme. All right, tell us.
Went to Reddit. And yeah. There's a Reddit Dank Meme subreddit.
Yeah.
Of course, I knew I would. And today's dank meme is a picture of Melania Trump next to a super popular anime villain who I don't know anything about and I can't pronounce his name.
Right.
But it's Melania Trump saying, "Stop sending me this shit." And it's a comparison of their two faces. So
they
look
strikingly similar.
They do look a lot alike. They did alter her race. I am going to post it to our page.
Yeah.
With the link to this episode. So can you read my handwriting? I don't even know how to pronounce his name. It is
Orochimaru.
From
Ninja from Naruto.
From Naruto. So it's an anime.
Yeah.
She literally looks just like him.
Strikingly similar. Stop sending me this shit.
Stop sending me this shit.
Yeah, so look for it on our page. Look for it in the link.
Yep.
In the linky link. We'll link it.
We will put this picture with our podcast link for this.
For this podcast.
Episode.
Let's just keep saying the same words. Link podcast, podcast link, link, link podcast.
Join us in Orlando.
Yeah, get there.
Follow us on all the things.
Follow us everywhere. You can find us most places at That More Thing. And you can find me on Twitter. I am Maggie. And you can find me at Brain of Maggie. I almost said Maggie's Party.
Yeah. And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party on all the things.
And this has been episode 181 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.